One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One thing I ask of the Lord, and this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I might gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. Is that our desire? Is it the one thing that we want? Is that what we're here today in the darkness asking our Lord for? One thing. It is this one thing that each one of us is going to be tested upon. And if in our lives this is really the one thing that we truly desire, then that's the one thing that God will truly give us. But what we have to do is to recognize that every time we sin, and every time we choose selfishness, when every time we choose not to listen to the voice of God when he calls upon us, this isn't our desire. And we're moving against that. So what our Lord calls us today, especially with the great feast day of St. Louis de Montfort, is he says, stay on the same path. What this psalm says here in Psalm 27, which is a psalm which you should memorize, and at least that phrase here, which is in verse 4, which should always be upon your heart. Saying, Lord, do I really just have that one desire? Are you my only desire? And if so, he will grant it. This is the way that St. Louis de Montfort put forth. Just a simple quotation from his great work, True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He says here, that there have been some saints, but they have been small in number, who have walked upon the sweet path to go to Jesus because the Holy Ghost, the faithful spouse of Mary, by a singular grace disclosed it to them. Such were like St. Ephraim and St. John and St. John Damascene, St. Bernard, St. Bernardine, St. Bonaventure, St. Francis de Sales, and others. But the rest of the saints who are much more great in number, although all had devotion to the Blessed Lady, nevertheless have neither, not at all, or at least very little, entered upon this way. And that is why they have had to pass through ruder, more dangerous trails. What he's saying here is that the true way, the best way to find God, the most sure way, the way which is most perfect and without fault, is to actually go through the same way that God came to us. If we want this to be our one desire, we should seek to enter into the heavenly kingdom with God in the same way Jesus came to us. How did he enter into our world? Through the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so, it is our same path is through that same lady. If Jesus thought the only way that he could rightly enter into this world was by entering into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, then that's the sure way to come from heaven to earth. But also, it's the sure path to go from earth to heaven. Because every soul that puts their trust and confidence in the Blessed Virgin Mary always ends in heaven. What many of the saints attest to, and especially St. Louis de Montfort, is that if we give ourselves totally to the Blessed Virgin Mary, then that's the way in which we can totally give ourselves to Jesus Christ. This is what he says. He says, there are three steps that we have to go to God. The first of which is the nearest to us and the most suited to our capacity, meaning the Blessed Virgin Mary. The second is Jesus Christ. And the third is God the Father. So he says, to go to Jesus, we must go to Mary. Because she is always there to intercede for us. If the one thing that you ask of the Lord today, if the one thing that you seek is this, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, so that you may gaze upon the loveliness of our Lord, that you can contemplate his temple, then go to the house of the Lord, which is Mary. Then gaze upon the loveliness of the Lord in her womb. Seek to glorify God in this temple of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she'll always make sure you get home. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.